Hare Krishna. We were discussing about the good sense and bad sense of the Lord. Arjuna was a good son, therefore he handed over the ropes of his life to Lord Krishna. And Krishna guided him, Arjuna acted accordingly, and he emerged successful from the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And bad sons of the Lord are those who turn away from the Lord. When they do that, immediately their mind becomes filled with varieties of ideas for sense enjoyment, which appear to be very attractive for them. And Srila Prabhupada writes in his purports, one who becomes rebellious of the Supreme Lord is shackled by sex life as a secure prisoner. In this world, if a thief steals something, then his hands are handcuffed so that he cannot steal further, and he is put in the jail. Similarly, in this world, the attachment for sex life is actually the handcuff that is put for the living entities who turn away from the Lord. Ato graha kshetra suta apta vittair janasya mohoyam aham ameti. Such people become carried away by heavy load of great responsibilities for desh dharma, samaj dharma, jati dharma, kula dharma. So many dharma coming in various incarnation forms, varieties of forms of dharma, except the paro dharma, surrendering to the Supreme Lord. And there is no end to such list of self-created duties in the material world, unlimited self-created duties, and they get washed away by the current of the material existence, losing the opportunity to surrender to the Lord. On the other hand, those who give up the rebellion, as soon as the rebellion comes, there is I, me, mine. I, me, mine is the language of those who are selfish. And those who are good sons of the Lord, they don't become rebellious, they align with the Lord. How do they align? Whether they are karmis, jnanis, yogis, how they can align with the Lord? Dravya yajna tapo yajna yoga yajna tata pare swadhyaya jnana yajna ashchayataya hasam shrita vrataha sarve pyete yajna vido yajna kshapita kalmashaha yajna shishtamrita bhujo yanti brahma sanatanam. Krishna says, the method of aligning with Krishna is yajna. The meaning of the word yajna means that which gives pleasure to the Supreme Lord. So the Vedas give a list of items by which different types of spiritual persons or different type of religious persons can align with the Lord. Those who are karmakandis or karma yogis, they can do dravya yajna. Dravya yajna means they can give grains, and they can offer chatrams or dharmashalas, and they can give annakshetra, these kind of activities. And those who are yogis, they are fond of tapasya, so tapo yajna and yoga yajna. And those who are jnanis, they are fond of swadhyaya yajna and jnana yajna. They can study the scriptures and ascertain what is the difference between sat and asat, and what is truth, what is not, they can ascertain. Yogis can do tapo yajna and control their mind and purify their impure senses. And by the process of Ashtanga Yoga, they can control the senses, mind, and direct it by the intelligence towards the super soul. And the karmakandis, they can actually offer this dhanya, grains, and living places, everything, and give up the sense of proprietorship by uttering the word Indraya Swaha Idam Na Mama. By Namama, they give up proprietorship. And then, although there are many types of yajnas mentioned here, Krishna says in Gita himself, yajnanam japa yajnosmi. He says, if you want to know which form of yajna is myself, he says japa yajna, he says. The ultimate culmination of all yajnas is japa yajna, which is the chanting of the holy name. And what do these yajnas do? He says, yajna, he says, sarve pyete yajna vido, yajna kshapita kalmasha. He says, the yajna will destroy all the sinful reactions. Actually, what is causing us moroseness and what is causing us some kind of constant feeling of sorrow or sadness or lack of accomplishment or lack of happiness in our life is actually the past sinful deeds. That is actually impelling us to suffer mentally, physically in this world. But performance of yajna for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord will wipe out those sinful reactions, and the jiva becomes cheerful. Yajna kshapita kalmasha. The kalmasha is destroyed. Not only that, yajna shishta amrita pujo. It produces amrita results, imperishable results of spiritual sukritis, which takes us towards the spiritual world. Yanti brahma sanatanam, he is saying. And the yajna will elevate us. It will not only purify us, but it will also elevate us gradually higher and higher and higher towards the spiritual world, back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, it is in the interest of every individual to find out how I can give up my rebellion. The original rebellion was towards Krishna. And now the same rebellion is coming towards so many others. Let us give up this rebellion and turn towards the Lord. Give up the sinful activities and take to the spiritual activities. And do the spiritual activities with our heart and soul, with our full sincerity, making an effort to please Guru and Krishna by performance of this type of yajna. And by this, we will see our heart getting more and more purified, more and more elevated, and our eyes getting more and more clarity of the truth. And one is heading towards the spiritual world by doing this, and one can become a good son, good sons of the Lord. And therefore Prabhupada says the process is very simple, but application is difficult. Why? Because we bring our own mind, which is impure, and try to think what will be good for me. I will decide, and I will make a program for happiness on my own, without consulting Guru and Krishna. So every jiva comes with his own fiddle to play, to show off to the material world. I will play my fiddle and all world should revolve around me. So when he does that, eventually he is shackled by sex life. And the result is sato griha kshetra sutapta vittari janasya mohayamaham. He falls prey to moha. Therefore, not considering our own sense gratificatory plans and pursuits to be very important, an intelligent soul should cast it all away and identify what Krishna wants me to do. Actually, Arjuna also had a similar plan in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. He wanted to play his own fiddle. He told Krishna, I will put my bow down and I will cry now and I will not obey you and I will do what I want and I will enjoy. And the result was he became more and more miserable, depressed, hopeless, frustrated, and he wanted to become a beggar, wanted to run away from the battle. But Krishna very strongly preached to him to surrender, and he told him, you will never find end to your miseries by doing what you are doing foolishly. Ashochanan, Vashochastvam, Pragyabhadansha, Bhashase, Katasuna, Katasusha, Na Anushochanti Panditaha. And then Arjuna, that chastisement Krishna gave actually woke him up. And he said, Shishyaste Aham Shadi Mam Tvam Prapannam. He surrendered to Krishna, heard the Bhagavad Gita. And by such Karishye Vachanam Tava surrender, his life became glorious. It is not that once you become a bad son of the Lord, you are doomed forever. Ajamila became a bad son, but by chanting the holy names of Lord, he became a good son. In this way, Dhruva Maharaj was about to become a bad son while killing all the yakshas on a wholesale. But when he was given a good advice by Svayambhu Mano and Kubera, immediately he chanted the holy name and turned towards the Lord, and he went to Badrikashram. He had tears of love for Krishna flowing from his eyes, and he ascended to Vaikuntha. So in this world, everybody who is roaming as a bad son, entangled in the material existence, has a good opportunity to become a good son simply by chanting the holy name and turning towards the Lord, willing to repent and willing to allow one's heart to get purified by letting the holy name flow in our ears and the heart and doing its work of purifying us and elevating us back home, back to Godhead. Harinam Prabhu ki.